everyone. I'm Anbir, and I'm a doctoral student at University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And today I'm here to talk about impacts of cattle grazing of corn residue on soil properties after 16 years in Western Corn Belt. A quick overview of Nebraska agriculture. Nebraska ranks third in corn grain production in the U.S. In 2015, we had nearly corn residue production of 4.3 million metric tons. So much of residue, how to tackle that? That's one of the main questions among the farmers. Moving on towards the livestock system, we do have cattle and calf heads of around 6.4 million. How to feed them? Through grasslands? There has been a study, a paper published by Wright and Wimberley. He stated that in past decades, nearly 1.3 million acres of grassland has been already converted to corn and soybean system. What's next? How to feed them? Through feedlots? But again, the feed and hay prices are rising so much, so farmers are looking for kind of a feed or forage system which is cheap and affordable. So if we have an issue of residue management and then livestock forage management, what if we combine these two systems and come with an integrated crop livestock system? Looks like a viable option for us, but before moving ahead, we must look how it is going to affect soil properties. Soil properties such as, is it going to compact our soils? Will there be any effect on soil fertility, soil structure, soil microbial properties, and ultimately on the corn yield? Now, in literature, this integrated crop livestock system has been noted as a win-win strategy because the corn residue is free or is available at really cheap prices, so farmers can get it. But there is an issue. Cattle's hoof pressure, that's nearly around 200 kilopascals, which is comparable to the pressure that an unloaded tractor exerts on a soil, a huge pressure. So there might be a possibility of soil compaction, actually. Now, a study was done in Iowa in 2004 where they stated that there were signs of compaction if we adopted cattle grazing, and there was, in fact, a reduction in yield there. This study was for 3 years, and the system was, they do had no-till as well as disc, but the compaction was mainly noticed in the disc system. Another, we did a recent survey in 2015 in Nebraska, and we observed that about one-third of the farmers perceive that if they will adopt cattle grazing, there will be a compaction, and there might be a reduction of the corn yield. So they just don't allow cattle grazing in their fields. So based upon the literature review, and in fact, from the survey, we did have two main questions ahead of us. One, how cattle grazing is going to impact the soil in a no-till system. Second question, if there were some impact in 3 years, how it's going to affect if it's a long term, like in 16 years. So we conducted a study where our main objective was to determine the long-term effect of cattle grazing on soil properties, and we hypothesized that there will be actually negative effects on the soil. So the experimental site was established in 1997. This is in eastern Nebraska, and this experimental site is located in one of the biggest agricultural research stations of Nebraska. The soil series is stomach silt loam. Slope is nearly 0 to 2%. It is an irrigated system with sprinkler, and the crop rotation was corn and soybean. Tillage system was no-till. Experimental design was randomized complete block design. We did have two replications with three treatments. First, the fall grazing. The cattle grazed from November to January. The stocking rate was 4.4 to 6.2 animal unit per month per hectare. I do want to note, emphasize over here that this fall grazing treatment had the stocking rate, which is usually recommended by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to the farmers. The second treatment was spring grazing, time of the year, February to mid-April. That time period, the soils are getting usually tarred, and there is a lot of moisture, and the soils are actually very susceptible to get compacted. Stocking rates, 9.3 to 13 animal units month per hectare, double of that we used in fall grazing. So this treatment was basically designed to push the system real hard, like the worst case scenario, and see how it is going to affect soil properties and ultimately the crop yield. And the third treatment was control or ungrazing where there was no grazing. And in this experiment, we used stocker cattle of weighing around 227 to 318 kg. So to measure the effect of cattle grazing on soil properties, we measured soil compaction, where we determined bulk density and cone index up to 20 centimeters. Soil structure, we measured wet aggregate stability and dry aggregate strength. For soil fertility, we measured organic matter, total soil carbon, and macronutrients. For soil microbial, we analyzed total microbial biomass as well as diversity of microbial communities. And ultimately, we looked over the crop yields, both corn and soybean. Results. So as I mentioned, for soil compaction, we measured bulk density and cone index. The very first graph is about bulk density. The y-axis is soil depth in centimeters, and x-axis is bulk density. The blue lines are notated fall grazing. Red is spring grazing, and green is control or ungrazing treatment. If you look over the graph, over the surface, there was no impact of cattle grazing on the bulk density. But the other parameter, that was cone index, we did observe a huge difference between compaction of control and spring grazing. Again, fall grazing, no effect. Again, I want to emphasize over here, the spring grazing showed signs of compaction. One reason could be the stocking rates, and another reason could be the soil condition when the cattle were grazing, actually. So next question was, okay, there was signs of compaction. Now, is it high enough to affect the corn yield? Now, in literature, it's stated that threshold level for root growth is nearly, on average, 2 megapascals. But in none of our treatments passed that threshold level. And in fact, there is a publication by Jarnowski et al. From same experiment. She figured out, she had data from past 16 years, and there were no negative impact on the corn yield. Another thing that one might think is that it was long study, 16 years, there might be a buildup of compaction over the years, but we didn't observe any such things either. One of the plausible reasons, our soils have a lot of smectite and there are freezing and thawing action going on that might actually ameliorate the soil compaction thing. Soil structure quality, we did not observe any differences in wet aggregate stability, but we did observe some of the differences in dry aggregate strength in upper 0 to 5 and 5 to 10 centimeter depths. Again, there were no differences between fall grazing and control, but there were some differences in spring grazing treatment. Moving on to soil microbial community, we did observe trends in increase of microbial biomass as well as different communities in the soil, but the statistical difference was only in actinomyces community. Over here, the significance level we set was 0.10. So we did observe significant differences in actinomyces community with fall grazing as well as spring grazing compared to control. So up till now, we observed soil compaction, fall grazing, no effect. Spring grazing might be their effect, but no negative effect on the yield. Soil structure, fall grazing, no effect. Dry aggregate strength, there were some trends of increased aggregate strength. Microbial communities, we did observe positive impact on it. How about other soil properties and then crop yields? Soil carbon, we did not observe any differences in either particulate organic matter or even total soil carbon. Soil fertility, no negative impact. In fact, we did observe positive impact on calcium and sulfur. Crop yields, again, no effect. Some of the reasons for our results are kind of discussion. One might think that we are removing residue because cattle are grazing them, so why there was no decrease in carbon or fertility even. One plausible reason is we do not remove as much amount of residue as we do in baling stuff. Residue removal rate is 10 to 13% in fall grazing, and spring grazing had 16 to 22% at max. Another thing, when cattle graze, they are actually recycling the nutrients through the addition of the manure. And in fact, we feed our cattle with some of the supplements. In fact, they can actually enrich our soil through them. So the question that we had before conducting a study, how integrated crop livestock system can impact the soil properties, based upon our results, we can state finally that for soil compaction, no effect. If there is an effect, it's not going to affect our yields. Soil fertility, little bit of positive impact. Soil structure, nearly no effect again. Microbial community, we did observe positive effect. Crop yields, again, there was no effect either. So based upon our results, we can state that corn residue has nearly no or really small effects on soil properties. So it can act as really beneficial practice for farmers, especially in Western Corn Belt. That's all I have today. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer. Yes. So this was on-farm study, kind of real big plots, around 0.5 hectare per plot. Huge length and breadth, kind of the size the farmers have in their field.
How many samples
were
you taking to what depth?
In each plot, we had two sampling points every time. Since it was a long-term study, so we kind of thought of the soil will be nearly homogenized all over. So we took only two samples per plot. For soil compaction, we went up till 20 centimeters. For soil fertility carbon, we did sample until 20 centimeters, but we analyzed upper 0 to 5 and 5 to 10. There were no difference, and we were like, okay, there won't be anything there either. Yeah, so the question is, how about compaction to the deeper depths? So based upon this study, as well as the literature that I have read, the compaction level is usually until the surface. It just don't go much deeper as we observed in compaction by tractors or heavy machinery. So the compaction level is nearly concentrated over the surface, doesn't go much deeper.
Okay.